anytime you go down, you know, you don't want to get injured, obviously. Nobody wants to be hurt. And I've been down that road before. So just make sure you're straight. You know, you get up, shake it off. All right, it's still a little okay. You'll be all right, man. That's football. We go down. I've been worse. So I'm all right.
So you intend to practice Tuesday?
That's not my call. If it feels like that, then it feels like that. You know, if you just take it day by day, I don't know how it's going to feel 3 hours from now. I don't know how it's going to feel tomorrow. Just kind of let it play out.
Before that, you had a couple nice long catches. How were you feeling?
I was feeling good. You know, the first day we came out, the DBs really, really gave us work. And it was kind of the first time coming back. And it's a lot of fun to be able to compete. And like I said, to go against DRC and Jink every day, I mean, there's really not much more you can ask for. So it's just a matter of getting those good reps in. You know, you don't have as many reps as you would like, so you have to take the ones that you have and utilize them and put the most effort into them. So, I mean, it's always fun catching the pass, you know. It's always fun. So just trying to work every day.
Have you and Janoris talked about what happened?
No, I haven't seen him yet. But like I said, we compete. It wasn't anything like he did it on purpose. Obviously not. We both wear blue. You know, we both on the Giants. We want to see each other out there. So it's just a matter of taking care of each other, working together, and still competing all in the same.
What was bothering you when you were trying to get back on the field? I mean, you were seemed like you were kind of stretching and stuff.
Yeah, it was after I went down. It was kind of just it was shut. You know, it was okay. You're done for the day. And there's plenty more days in camp, so we'll be all right. Minor setback for the time being, I guess. At least for the moment, the hours, or the day, or whatever.
Did it get bloody? Was it cut? You know what I mean?
Yeah, there was a little bloodshed. There was already blood on the shoes. Some Picasso customs that he had, so it just matched it. None too crazy.
Shoes.
No, it was on my shoes. Okay. A friend of mine does the custom shoes, and he made some Dexter shoes, which had blood all over them, and then got a little blood on my leg, so it kind of just matched it. Blended in.
So this is all a big marketing thing?
Yeah, it's all just marketing, Picasso's, custom cleats and stuff, you know.
Guys who compete hate taking that ride on the cart. I got to imagine that were you convinced to get on and take the ride?
It wasn't bad. It just, the training room looked awfully far from here. and just to avoid any extra stress on it or anything like that, it was the easiest thing. You know, I'd much rather walk it off. I was going to walk this way, but I saw about all of y'all over here, and I know that it would sort of been as I walked by. So I took the long way around, you know, just to kind of avoid some unnecessary pictures.
So you're going to go camera shy on us now?
Yeah, man. Those are not the pictures I need, you know, and it just, I didn't want to cause, I mean, obviously you leave practice, you're going to cause somewhat of a distraction, but I didn't want to cause any more than what needs to be. You know, right now we're really focused on what our goals are and what this team is trying to do. And I can't really explain how excited I am about that. You know, being on a team where you feel a winning atmosphere, a team that has a chance to really compete this year.
Could you evaluate for us the wide receiver competition? Because since you've been here, this is the deepest, I think, the wide receiver room has been.
I mean, it's tough. It's a tough room, and we say that all the time. It's a tough room. You're in there, and you're getting criticized. If you could have made a play, you should have made it, because there's somebody else who can make it. There's 12 guys in there, and all of them are capable of being on the field. So it's a matter of, you know, a guy like me, I wouldn't want to miss any reps because somebody else can come in, and they're going to make plays. But that's what we're all here for, is here to compete. Some guys are stepping up big. And some guys we need to step up even more, and that's all. This is day three, two, three. It all blends together after the first day, but the receivers are, I feel as if we're looking good, and we're competing against the DBs every day who are giving us great work. So, like I said, man, you just got to keep fighting, for a spot.
What do you know about this number 80 guy?
You know, I've watched him a couple of times before, before I ever got into the NFL. I may have taking some pages out of his book. Like I tell him, it's hard for me to sit there and tell him and take the same advice. You know, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. and we're guys who, you know, back in college, I used to go almost every rep in practice, and you would go hard, and that's the way that you trained yourself, and you just got to – it's a lot longer season. It's a lot more that goes into it. So just trying to stay patient for both of us, understanding what's ahead of us, where we'd like to be when we need to be there.
But it must be gratifying to see him out there, and right, for you?
I told you already. Every time you see him out there, been wanting to play with him for a long time, and you know, obviously he's had his setback, but he's ready to take that comeback player of the year award for sure. I'm looking forward to him having a phenomenal season.
What have you seen from him out there?
What's your Eli smile, and how is he looking so far? Straight face. Why is that?
That's how he is. You know, he's very businesslike when we're here. No clown in the locker room. Dikembe Mutombo with me early. I was trying to make it in the trash can, and he swatted it. I had to dodge it. So we have our fun where it needs to. But when we get out here, we really like to take a different approach. You don't get as many. Like I said, you don't get as many reps, so you want to make sure every one of them counts. Make sure you're doing anything right. You got the right assignment down. And like I said, just building this team up, looking forward to the season.
What would it mean for you? He's won two Super Bowls. You know what he can do. What would it mean for you to kind of get back on the playoff run with him as your quarterback?
I ain't speaking my language. I care about winning, period. I hate losing. It doesn't matter what it is. We're playing marbles, spades, video games. I don't like losing. And obviously, you know, he knows what it takes to win. He's got two of them. His brother's got two of them, so I'm sure, you know, he's got to bring one home this year to just kind of be able to stick his chest out a little bit in that household of legends, really. And I think he's excited about the opportunity, more than excited. And like I said, I'm just looking forward to being part of it.
Odell, when you worked out with LeBron a couple weeks ago, what are you picking his brain about?
I mean, man just came off the championship series of a lifetime. His legacy and everything else was on the line. If you think about it from a realistic standpoint, he's been to the finals. He's lost before. He left Cleveland. He came back. He lost the first one when he came back. And this one just put the icing on the cake for me, as far as going through adversity, as far as being able to handle everything that's thrown his way. And then after winning, still having the crave, the addiction to want more. I remember I got in late on a flight and my sleep schedule was messed up. I came from across the country pretty much, I feel like, and I was just up. And it just so happened that Maverick Carter, who's a guy that I work with closely, he texted me. He's like, what are you doing? And I texted him right back because it was like I was wide awake. I was on my phone. I'm just chilling. I'm trying to find out where to work out and stuff like that. And he's like, I'm going to work out with Bron right now. She put on my shoes and went. It was about 6 in the morning in L.A., it was just good to be able to work out with him, and obviously you see what it takes. You see what he's doing even after what he's done. So I don't want to say I gained a new level of respect for him, because obviously I have the utmost respect for him. He's my favorite athlete, the one that I look to the most. So it was just cool. It was a cool experience for me to be able to go there and work out with him.
Does anybody have more of an addiction for winning than you do, do you think?
I mean, I'm sure there's guys out there. Nobody
likes
to lose.
For a championship.
To be honest, I don't know. I feel like I've been a decent player all my life on some great teams, and I've never been able to put the icing on the cake. Got to the championship, blown out in my hometown. Pee Wee football championship, I think I won one, and then they, called the flag. They took it back, took a championship from us. Basketball in fourth grade, I remember. They hit a game-winning shot, and everybody thought it was over. And I caught the ball, threw it all the way down the court, made it, and I'm running down the court like I won the game. And the refs are like, "What happened?" You know what I mean? So that was championship taken from me. So I've never been able to call myself a champion. And there's got to be no better feeling than seeing the confetti fall and knowing that all the hard work since July 28th that you put in, even before that, leading up to it, all was worth it in the end.
What are the reactions so far playing against Eli Apple?
Say it again?
What's it been like going up against Eli Apple? He got a little handsy yesterday.
I mean, he's a guy who has tremendous talent. It just comes down to, you know, making the right decisions, learning how to trust himself more. He's 20 years old, I think, or something like that. He's going to be here for a long time. So it's just a matter of getting each other right, you know, letting him know, okay, man, this is X, Y, and Z, and this is why he got beat, or this is why, you know, he was able to cover. You know, it's about working with each other. I think he's going to be a phenomenal player.
So you talked to him about this stuff?
Yeah. We talked. I was talking to him before. I can't remember what drill it was. But we talk. You know, we all want to communicate. We all want to get on the same page.
Do you, when you're down, do you hear the whole field house go silent the way it did? And do you feel like you dodged a bullet?
Yeah. I like to move a little bit, but I feel like I don't think I can, in the moment at that exact time, you know, understand, you know, what's going on around me. It's more of you're checking in, you're internally, like, am I okay? Okay. What is it that hurt? All right. Just making sure everything's good. So it's not so much that I could hear or feel the silence, but I know I would never want to worry my teammates if I don't have to. So I'm going to try and get up and try and get out the way and let them, obviously, you know, keep working and get on the side and figure out what's going on and then go from there.